Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time for the weekly broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from the little book of Habakkuk. You can hardly find it in the Old Testament, but it's there, and it's inspired of God. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19 gives us this powerful verse. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places. Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you, and then a little later on to have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. By the time this service is over, we want you to be able to testify you have been in the presence of the Lord. Let's worship Him together in spirit and in truth. Page 509 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Sing together with us on He Abides. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Now the Comforter abides with me.
thirsting o'er the things of this world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all of my night was turned to day. All my burdens roll away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides.
He abides.
He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me.
Hallelujah. Well, he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but to go with us all the way, even to the end. What a wonderful promise. I'm telling you, you won't get a better deal than this anywhere. Oftentimes, merchants will offer you a money-back guaranteed within a certain amount of time if you're unsatisfied with the product or if it's not what you think it should be. They'll offer you a money-back satisfaction guaranteed. And I'm glad they do, because there have been times I've took advantage of that. But I want you to know, Christ offers you a better guarantee than you can get at the merchant. He has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, and he has promised to satisfy our every need. There's a chorus that we sing sometimes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. And then we ask the question on another song, is my Lord satisfied with me? Those are questions that you need to ponder. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. Well, let's pray today. Let's call on the Lord. We need to pray for those that are unsaved. We need to pray for our churches that need revival. We need to pray for the sick today, that the Lord will heal them. Homes are in trouble. Children need God. People need to take their families to the house of God. There's just a list of things to pray about that is unending. You can just keep adding requests and adding requests. Well, that's what God wants us to do. He says for us to let our requests be made known unto God. And you may have some prayers you've prayed about a million times. Just continue holding on to Him. The precious promise today before we pray comes to us from Psalms 23, verse 5, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Quotes from Psalms 23. Many of you know that by heart. Let's pray together. Join in with us. Let's call on Him. Father, we thank You today because we can call on You. And Lord, even in the midst of our enemies, we can eat and have fellowship with You around the table that You have prepared for us. Thank You, Lord, for anointing our head with oil. We want our cups to run over. Thank You, Lord, for pouring in such a blessing that our cup runs over. Lord, and we're so thankful that goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. And Lord, help us to make a pledge like David. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Use this service today, Lord, to its extended use. I pray today, Lord, that You'll speak to some heart. May this be the day, Lord, that someone that's listening to this broadcast sometime today will repent of his or her sin. Use this service, Lord, to convict them and to speak to their heart. And may something we say lodge, Lord, in their mind and in their heart. And, Lord, You use that to bring them to Christ. Help our churches, Lord, to grow. Help us, Lord, to have a desire to be there. I pray, Lord, that many more will take the pledge like David. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, help us to take our families, help us to train our children up in the way they should go, and when they've reached the age, they'll not depart from it. Lord, use us today. We just come to you today. We're clay in the potter's hand. Lord, just minister to every need that's being prayed about right now, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now.
Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me. Through tribulation great, the saints are gathering home to have a jubilee around the Father's throne. With miracles and signs, he now confirms his word. Arise and shine, and thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me. The Comforter is come, the Spirit is outpoured. Now with other tongues we magnify the Lord. The latter rain is here, the harvest to prepare. And soon the saints will all arise to meet him in the air. The day is almost here, the signs are everywhere. Soon the waiting saints will meet him in the air. The morning star appears, my spirit gladly sings. The Sun of Righteousness is near, with healing in his wings. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me.
Let's sing that one more time.
Well, Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me.
Well, the title of that song is I Want to Make the Bride. And we learned that many years ago at Bible school, Brother A.N. Trotter, a famous Assembly of God missionary and evangelist that had preached all over the country and traveled around the world, at that time brought that song to us. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. And as far as we know, he's the one that penned the words. But nevertheless, we're glad that we know that song. It is a great message, and it expresses our desire. The desire of that writer was to make the bride. And I trust as you sing along with us that it's your desire to be in the bride of Christ. Thank you for worshiping with us. Remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here each week at this same time. And then there are some daily 15-minute programs also. And our ministry is a work of faith. We cannot do this without you. And we trust that you pray for us each day, and that you listen and worship with us as often as you can. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, you can always go to the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And if you want to contribute with your debit or credit card after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, just click that and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. And the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text anytime, 618-214-1410. If I miss your call, I will return it if you leave me a message. Praise the Lord. It is great to be with you. We've been doing this a long time, and we could not do it without you. It's because of you saints praying and the generosity of your hearts as the Lord has blessed you that's kept us going. A lot of months, we have more month than we have money, but we struggle through it and we survive somehow because we feel it in our heart like this is what the Lord wants us to do. Have your Bible open in just a little while to Ephesians chapter 6. Here's one entitled, I Feel His Promise.
I feel His promise sweeping upon us like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and power burning like a fire. His promise is upon us again. Jesus said, I am leaving, but until I come again, you will not be alone, my child. For He kept His Father's promise that a Comforter would come to all the Spirit He'd pour out. Oh, I feel His promise sweeping upon us like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and power burning like a fire. His promise is upon us again. The disciples were gathered in the upper room when the Spirit of the Lord came down. That same Spirit that reached out and baptized all of them is moving in our hearts right now. Oh, I feel His promise sweeping upon us like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and power burning like a fire. His promise is upon us again.
Well, on a recent broadcast, I read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, along with the rest of them. And I want to read a few verses from there and talk a little bit about the church's warfare. Verse 10, you've heard me quote this many times. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We are engaged in a battle. We are engaged in a warfare. We are involved in a conflict. The filling of the Spirit affects both the life and the labor of the believer. He told us to be filled with the Spirit, did he not? And the work of God is a spiritual work, and so therefore it requires the spiritual power of the Holy Ghost to accomplish anything. The walk of the believer is a spiritual walk, and it requires the empowering of the Holy Spirit to fulfill it. The warfare of the believer is spiritual warfare, so therefore it requires the powerful infilling of the Holy Spirit to fight it. The church's adversary is in this conflict. I want you to know that the devil is our adversary. He is our opponent, and he disagrees with us, and he conflicts with us. A conflict is more than just an argument or a disagreement, even though that's part of it, but it goes further than that. A conflict is when a clash appears. A conflict involves strong opposition. It makes some people fighting mad, if you please. And the devil, our adversary, is conflicted with us. He is our opponent to the extent he is fighting mad. The devil is a real devil. Somebody makes the comment, I hear it every once in a while at church, I want you to pray for me. The devil's been on my case all week. Well, what do you expect? He is a devil, and he's going to act like a devil. And we have instructions in the Word of God to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So if the devil's been on your case all week, you need to practice what the Word of God says. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. There was a time in Jesus' ministry that the devil left him for a season. You know, to get a little bit of relief once in a while from your adversary, from your opponent. Our opponent or our adversary is in a position as the God of this world. He thinks he rules the whole universe, and he is a powerful adversary. He is not all powerful, neither is he omnipotent, but he has enough strength and enough power to persuade men and women to turn their backs on the Lord Jesus Christ and to continue in sin. Oh, yes, he is the prince and power of the air. He wants to rule the angelic forces. He wants to be in charge of the humanistic forces, and he wants to be in charge of the spiritualistic forces. As I read to you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but they're against principalities and against the powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. He purposes to defeat the saints of God. The position of our adversary, the purpose of our adversary, the purpose of our opponent in this conflict is to defeat the servants of God. One songwriter says, "I'll not be defeated." He wants to defile the saints of God. If he can take a saint of God and drag him or her back into sin, then he has accomplished his mission. He wants to doom sinners from God and take them to a devil's hell. Yes, on Judgment Day, it will be a fact. Some will hear him say, "Enter into the joys of the Lord. You've been a good and a faithful servant." And there are some that will hear him say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." That's because they have been defeated. That's because they have been defiled, and that's because they are doomed. It is the purpose of our adversary. The devil is doing all he can to accomplish his mission, but it's up to you and me today to stand firm in the faith wherein God has set us free. We are to stand fast in the liberty wherein he has set us free. We need to realize that mercy's door was opened wide today, and we entered into that door. And the grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Yes, even though we have an opponent, even though we have an adversary, even though we're involved in a conflict, you've clashed with him at times. You have faced strong opposition from him. Be not defeated, because the Bible says for us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You need to check your wardrobe. You know, probably on Saturday night or Sunday morning, you ladies and, well, we gentlemen too, we'll go to the closet and we'll pick out what we're going to wear. But I want you to know every day when I get up, I might wear a red shirt one day and a blue shirt another day. But when I leave here, I want to be clothed in the whole armor of God so that I'll be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. I'm engaged in a spiritual conflict. Usually my day goes very well, but I want you to know the opponent of my soul, the conflict of my soul is there. And I want you to know that through God, through the armor of God, and through the grace of God, and through the strength of God, we can be complete and we can overcome. Yes, armor is a protective covering in the midst of an attack. And he tells us to put on the whole armor of God. You need to protect yourself as much as possible. You know, in the wintertime, I have a heavy coat to protect me from the cold weather. And in the rainy time, we wear a raincoat to protect us in the rainy weather. But in this time of conflict and spiritual warfare, we need to be clothed in the whole armor of God, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You need to check your armor each morning. You'll look to see if your hair is combed. You ladies will look to see if your makeup is on properly, if you wear any. You'll look to see if your shirt is just buttoned correctly and all of these things. But let's be more conscious of the fact that we are to have on the whole armor of God. our loins girt with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But above all, the most important thing is to take the shield of faith, where we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, praying always. Well, I've got to go. Maybe next time we can continue this service. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I feel His promise sweeping upon me like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and power